Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Yod, Mishnah Gimel. Here we'll talk about a case where someone is accused of having within their possession stolen property. Mishnah says, Hamakir kelav usfarav biyad aher. If somebody is walking around and he sees his items or his own books in the possession of another person, viyatzalo shem geneva bayir, and there's a report around town beforehand that there was theft in town, that this person was a victim of theft, that his items from his house were stolen. But the person who has the items in his possession is saying, I never stole anything. I went to the shuk, I went to the marketplace, and I bought these items from somebody else. So we say, yishabalo halokeach kama natan veyitol. The buyer over here has to return the items to the person who has a claim that his items were stolen. And also the man who claimed that he bought it in the shuk has to swear how much he paid. And then the person who's claiming to be the victim of theft has to pay him that amount in order to retrieve his items. Here we're talking about a case where there is no yi'ush, where the original owner who's saying his items were stolen way back when, he never gave up hope of finding these items. He wanted them badly. He knows they're in town. He never gave up hope. It's also a situation where we say that it was known that things got stolen in town. These items, it's known that these are his items. And it's also known that they got stolen. And we're also talking about that this person wasn't normally a seller. He wasn't somebody who was going through tough times and he would sell his items publicly. He wasn't that type of person. So in that case, the original owner, he can get back his items, but he has to pay the person who's claiming that he bought them from somebody else. He has to pay him, Hachamim tell us, because of takanat hashuk. If people are nervous to buy goods in the marketplace, because they're always going to be fearful that someone's going to show up and say, oh, that's my item, give him back. They can say, what are you talking about? I bought it in the marketplace. So since people would be hesitant to do business in the shuk, Hachamim said, if you buy something in the marketplace and eventually somebody comes and tells you that it was theirs and that it got stolen from them, then you always have the option of getting your full money back as long as you swear that you paid that money, you'll get your money back, and you can give that item back. This is just to encourage the economic society to flourish a certain way. We don't want people to hold back and be nervous to purchase goods. But v'im lav, if there was no report of theft for this item, it wasn't known that these items were stolen, lo kol himeno, we don't believe the claim of the person who's saying that his items were stolen originally. The buyer does not have to give these items back to him. Sha'ani omer mecharan le'ahed ulkahan zeheminu. Because we could say, maybe it's possible that these items were not stolen from him. Maybe he sold them to another person. He was going through tough times, he stole his items. And then this person who he sold it to went to the shuk and he sold it also. And this person in front of us who's holding the items right now, he bought them from him to the person they were sold. And now that the person sold them and he has money in his hands and he feels a little bit more secure, he has regret. He has seller's regret. He wish he never sold the item. And therefore, he's trying in any way to come up with a way to strategize and get back these items that he sold. And he's claiming that they were stolen from him. So therefore, it only applies these earlier laws when it was known that the items were stolen. There was a break-in in the guy's house. But if there was no report of theft, and it's not known in the city that this guy had his items stolen from, even if he's someone who doesn't usually sell his goods, maybe for that moment he fell on tough times. So we do say, in this case, unless there was reports of theft, and here there's no reports of theft, that the guy who's holding on to the item right now does not have to return it to the person who's claiming to be the real owner.